You have reached Spano Enterprises. We are open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are closed for lunch from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. and we are closed on Fridays. Please listen to the following menu selections. To reach the receptionist, Rosemary Smith, press 10. For Rick Brusnowski, press 13. For Stan Spano, press 14. For Tino Alanis, press.
Well, you can. I'm just trying to, you know, instead of bypassing all that, I'm just trying to.
Not a word I heard could I relate. Your people watch me.
Hello.
Hi, is this Victor?
Yes.
Hey, Victor, my name's Julian. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Bank of what?
Bank of Cardiff. We're a privately held business bank in San Diego.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just looking to follow up with you. We mailed you out a pre-approval offer based on your history with Wells Fargo, and I just wanted to check in with you, see how business is going, and find out maybe if you have any financing needs I can help you with. For example, maybe you're looking to bring on some new equipment for the summer, if you have plans for expansion or anything like that, I'd love to help you out.
Right now we're not doing anything, okay?
I gotcha.
You're affiliated with Wells Fargo?
We're not affiliated with them, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not affiliated
with them. You mentioned their name, though.
Yes, there's a UCC filing from Wells Fargo from, like, October 2012. Probably was, like, an equipment financing deal or something like that. And based on that, we mailed you a pre-approval. So, like I said, they're a bank in our network, bank that we like. So, based on that, I have you pre-approved for $250,000. So, perhaps maybe if you anything in the works, bringing on some new equipment, maybe even later this summer, or if maybe renovations
no, no.
for your.
No,
okay.
We don't have any equipment at all. We subbed that all out. Yeah.
Ah, gotcha.
Is that all? That's all you do is the equipment?
No, we also do working capital financing. That's just unsecured cash.
Okay. I mean,
so if you can use $250,000 in your account, maybe for some to bring in some new deals or something like that, maybe we can help you guys out.
Do you finance any, let's say, office warehouse buildings?
So how about this?
If it's classified as real estate, no. However, you can still use our working capital. It won't be a real estate loan, but it'd be a working capital loan. And if it makes you money, then and it makes business sense, then you can use it for that.
Yeah. In other words, I could get a loan for you for, it wouldn't be for that building, but it would be for the use of.
Exactly. It wouldn't be securitized by that building, but you can use it for that building.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your interest rate?
It's actually a fixed cost loan. There's no interest rate. So typically they're short term, anywhere typically from maybe 4 or 5 months up to 18 months to 24 months. So there's no interest rate. So you have your principal, then you have your payback. And then typically the payments are going to be daily, weekly, or monthly.
How do you make any money?
I'm sorry?
How do you make any money if you don't charge interest?
It's not called interest. It's not an APR. It's a fixed cost.
Exactly.
So you have your loan and then you have your payback. The difference is the margin.
What's the equivalent to it? I mean, like, sum you charge. What is it? What would it be equal to in interest?
So typically they're going to be a little bit more expensive because they're not collateralized, right? So typically if you finance a car, obviously, or some equipment, things like that, you're going to hit like maybe mid-single digits. But this is not securitized, so typically it's going to be a little bit more expensive. However, if it makes you money, it's going to make sense for your business. So like for a lot of the customers I have, they need money, within 2 days. Those are some of the goals that we can help meet for you. So if you have a project that can make you a lot of money, even if you're paying a fixed cost for the loan, you're still going to come out ahead.
Yeah, okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If I said I need $500,000, $500.
Uh-huh.
$500,000, I mean.
Right, I know what you mean. Uh-huh.
What would that fee be? How much would that be?
It really varies. It varies on a couple factors. It's gonna depend on your time in business. I take you've been in business for a while. It's gonna depend on your credit score. It's gonna depend on the gross annual sales of your business. So for example, what were your gross annual sales from last year? Your top line revenue.
Okay, this is what the type of business we have.
Okay,
we're home builders.
Okay, uh-huh.
Although we're not doing anything right now, but we have roughly 900 apartment units.
Oh wow! Okay.
We own and run, and about 600 of them are going to be paid off very soon because we've had them like 28 to 30 years, and then we have approximately 350,000 square feet of office warehouse.
Oh wow! Okay.
That section of the city, it's north of Fresno, where it's the growing area. Okay.
Okay.
And most of those buildings are paid for. So, but you know, we always can use some extra money. And I'd like to know. I mean, how will you qualify me?
Yeah. So for working capital, it's actually pretty simple. There's a one-page application that I would need. I can send it over to you. We need 6 months of bank statements. The mm-hmm. first two pages of the most recent business tax return. Have you filed for your 2015 taxes already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. You're a step ahead of.
You're talking about 16.
No, 15. The 20. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we've done 15, and now we're doing we're working on 16 and doing advancements to the government. You know what I mean? Every quarter we send in our taxes.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. So you're actually a step ahead of the curve. Most business owners that I deal with, almost all of them have filed for an extension. So you have 2015, that's good. And then typically for working capital, we also require 4 months of merchant processing statements. So I'm assuming you take credit cards and for your business, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
so yeah.
Not really.
No.
Well, most of our like our rentals, they usually have a check and once in a while, you know, they'll put it on a credit card, but
okay.
Basically, the majority is checks.
Okay. Yeah. If you have them, that will work. But if not, that's fine. So it would be a one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, the first two pages of the most recent tax return. And 4 months of merchant processing statements, if you have them. What were your gross annual sales last year, roughly?
Well, we don't have sales. I mean.
Well, just you know, top line revenue. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'd have to dig it out, but it's substantial. You know, we take in about $450,000 a month.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. $450 per month. Okay. Yeah, so you're looking...
It might be more than that. I never...
Probably a little more.
It is. One of the projects is around $350,000, just one of them.
Okay, yeah. So sounds like conservatively maybe $10 million a year, somewhere around there.
Oh, a year, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So just give me 1 second here.
Can you send me it's a one-page application?
Yeah, it's a one-page application, 6 months bank statements, first two pages tax return, and 4 months merchant statements. And typically we can have an answer for you. I should be able to get an answer for you by Monday. Victor, would you actually mind? Sorry, go ahead.
I can't get it for you today anyway.
No.
We're closed on Fridays. I just happen to be in the office. Email some stuff off, and so you'd have to wait for money. But I could have the application if you could email it to me.
I would get it to you. Would you mind if I place it on hold for a quick minute? I want to get one of my supervisors on the phone just to verify some information with you, just to make sure that we be a good business match and make sure we get you good feedback about what you're looking for. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
His name is Sam. It'll just be a minute.
Hello, Victor?
Yes.
Hey, Victor. My name's Sam. I'm Julian's supervisor here. Just wanted to go over a couple things with you, see exactly what you're looking for. He tells me you're looking for, some unsecured cash? Is that the case?
Well, let me tell you what I want. I wanted to. I'm trying to get a loan for a building I own right now, and it's occupied. It's a 10,300 square feet of warehouse office, and my tenant is a granite company, and I have a big yard in the back. Well, not a big one, but it's fairly good size. And so they manufacture the granite, and of course in Japan or China, both of them,
sure.
And they import it in, and then they sell it to developers and stuff like that. And I have it free and clear, and I want to put a loan on it, but it would probably just be a. If you guys don't do loans, long term, then I'd have to maybe get it and short term, however you operate. But again, it'll depend on the cost. Okay,
sure.
So that's really all I got. We have a lot of apartments and office warehouse that we lease.
I see.
And most of it is paid for, so we've got a lot of income. So you're probably wondering why I'm looking for $500,000 or $700,000. But I put my money in it, and I'm trying to get it back out.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Now, it seems like you got a really strong, amount of revenue. What was it? What exactly did you do last year? Do you know?
No. We just filed all our taxes about 3 weeks ago. I don't even have a copy in front of me, or I'd have to look.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, because we're a partnership, my brother-in-law and myself, and our families work. My boy and his boy, they work with us, and then I have my granddaughters work on the apartments, plus my
daughter. Oh, very nice.
So, we keep in much of it, try to keep it in-house as much as possible.
Oh, good. That's nice.
If we're gonna pay somebody and give it away, you might as well give it to the family, right?
Yeah, yeah. How long has it been you and your brother?
I've been with the company because I married his sister. My father-in-law was a builder for years, and he's passed away about 20 some years. But my brother-in-law, we've had this project about 30 years.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
30 years, and you guys got some strong revenue. If you're
right.
Concerned about cost, both of those are really going to go a long way in helping get one of the better programs. From the sounds of it, for how you're using it, we'd be looking more on the unsecured side. And I know Julian probably went over a little bit
the
of those details for you.
The unsecured side.
Yeah, it seems like that's probably the most likely option. We can explore both of them. I think it's always best to explore both of them and see what's available. And it's very simple to do. Did Julian get an email address from you?
My address?
A good email address for you, because we can send over exactly what we need to get you qualified.
You can email it to me?
Yeah, I can email it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's that email address?
Our address here in Fresno is 7545 North Del Mar, Suite 206, and it's 93711.
Okay, yeah, got that here now. All right. And, Victor, how soon were you looking to get the financing in place?
Right away.
Oh, okay. That's definitely something that we can work with. It's Friday today. Depending on how soon you get everything in, if it's early, if you get it over in, today by the end of the day, we'll definitely have something for you on Monday. If you get it in over the weekend, probably be looking at a couple options for you on Tuesday. So we can move pretty quickly. Now, what is an email address that I can email you at?
Okay, it is Vic, V-I-C. At Spano, S-P-A-N-O-E-N-T .com.
E-N-T .com. Okay, so So what we'll do, it definitely sounds like there's something here that we're going to be able to help you out with. We'll send you the application. It's just one page. And I would just need your information and your brother's information on there. And then we'll also take a look at the most recent 6 months bank statements of the business, as well as the most recent tax return that you have. And then from there, we can go ahead and get you a couple options and see what makes the most sense.
Okay,
so I will have Julian send you an email right now, and then if you have any questions in that email, you will have all of Julian's direct contact information, and I'll be with him as well, so we will both be taking a look at the file together. So go ahead, take a look at it, and as soon as you get that back to us, I know we want to go quickly, so we'll shoot to, if you can get it back today, we'll get you some answers on Monday. If you get it back over the weekend, we'll get you some answers on Tuesday.
Yeah, no, you know what? I can't do it because we're closed on Fridays. We just work, but we have the gals prepare all that, so they won't be here till Monday. But I can get it to you right away.
Okay, yeah. If you want to, if you want to do it Monday morning, if it comes in early on Monday, we should be able to turn it around pretty quickly and get some answers in place for you.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to email that. What do you think?
You can fax it if that's easier. But I know a lot of times that's a lot of paperwork to fax, so it's a lot of pages. Usually email is the easiest way. And I can tell you, I mean, it's secure. We work on it. We operate on our own network here. No need to worry about anything like that. But if you do have any questions when you're putting it together, go ahead and give us a call Monday morning.
Okay, real good. Now,
okay.
I didn't get the name of the company totally, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the Bank of Cardiff. So CARDIFF, like Frank.
CARD?
Yes, D like David.
Okay. IS?
IFF, like Frank.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And your phone number?
It will be 858-779-0931.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Sam.
Sam?
Yes.
And what was the other gentleman's name?
His name is Julian.
Okay.
Okay, did you have any other questions for me before you let me go, Victor?
No, that's it. No.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. We'll send that email over to you right now, and, you know, we'll be in touch on Monday.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Victor.
Yeah, bye. Oh, hello?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, hey, can you fax it to me? Because we're having a little problem with pulling up our stuff here.
Sure. What's the best fax number for you?
435... 7547.
Okay, is that area code 559?
559 435-7547.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll send it over in a fax. It'll probably take, you know, maybe about 20 minutes to get that over to you.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay?
Okay, all right, excellent. Thanks
all
a
right.
lot, Victor.
Okay, bye.